With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Wells Fargo won the dismissal of a lawsuit accusing the bank of defrauding shareholders by touting its commitment to hiring diversity, while its managers were conducting sham interviews of non-white and female job candidates. A federal judge in San Francisco said that while reasonable investors would not expect Wells Fargo to conduct interviews for jobs that had already been filled, shareholders failed to show that fake interviews were widespread or even took place. Roark Capital, which owns restaurants Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings, is nearing a deal to buy sandwich chain Subway for about $9.6 billion. Quarterly results from Macy's and Nordstrom this week will allow investors to find out whether new inventory at lower prices are finally drawing shoppers back to the U.S. department store chains. In an effort to boost sales, Macy's, which reports second quarter results on Tuesday, has focused on revamping its private brands. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.